From SRP Park in North Augusta, South Carolina, this is Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in to this Wednesday matinee matchup between the Green Jackets and the Charleston River Dogs. Mitchell Speltz with you once more as we get set for game two of this six-game series. Final homestand of the first half. Couldn't have gotten off to a better start for Augusta yesterday as they topped the first-place River Dogs 6-3, knocked them out of that first-place spot as Myrtle Beach is now the lone team at the top. Green Jackets now looking to make it back-to-back against the River Dogs, a team that has been their nemesis. Handled them well last night, though. Pitched a great game started by Luis Vargas. Sam Strickland in his first game back in about a month's time through three solid innings. Miguel Pena earned the save to cap off the 6-3 win. Green Jackets will have their top starter on the mound today, J.J. Niekro. Make start number five. He's got an ERA just over two and a 5-0 record. He has gone seven innings on the mound in his last two starts. We'll have a good mound opponent today. Ben Peoples, the 21-year-old right-hander from Giles County High School in Pulaski, Tennessee. He's a native of Columbia, Tennessee. He will be making start number 12 this season, 2-2 with a 3.35 earned run average. He faces the Green Jackets once again. Saw him a couple times back in the series in Charleston. We're just getting started here on the On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer from SRP Park. We'll come back and take a closer look at the two starters when we return on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. Start it on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Next show, built by TaxSlayer, continues from SRP Park. TaxSlayer, your refund is waiting. Game two of six, Green Jackets and River Dogs, as we come up about a week from the first half of the season-ending final homestand of the first half here at SRP Park. Let's check out our probable pitcher report for today. For the River Dogs, we'll send right-hander Ben Peoples. The 21-year-old right-hander has been one of the consistent arms in the rotation this year. For Charleston, he owns a 2-2 win-loss record with an earned run average of 3.35. All of his appearances have been starts, and he's covered 43 innings and has struck out 58. He's faced the Green Jackets twice this year. Matter of fact, the first time he faced them, he won back in the opener of a six-game series in Charleston back on May the 17th. Also started the finale. That game, he lost, so the Green Jackets are 1-1 this year against Peoples. His mound opponent will be J.J. Niekro. These two faced off in that Sunday finale. Niekro did not factor into the final decision as he went 4 2/3 in that game, but he delivered a big part of that Green Jackets victory 5-4, coming in with an outstanding mark of 5-0. He has started four games on the mound. He has won his last two, 11 total appearances this year. Niekro is top five in the Carolina League in both earned run average at 209 and innings pitched just under 52. Niekro and Peoples match up here for the Wednesday matinee from North Augusta. Hot one for baseball as we get set for the opening pitch about 15 minutes away here in the CSRA. We'll take another break. Come back with the drive around the league. That's next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet. Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Continues here from SRP Park. Game 2 of 6, Green Jackets and Charleston River Dogs. Let's take our look around the league, presented by Easy Go. One other afternoon game going on in the Carolina League today. That would be in Columbia, where the Fireflies are hosting the Mudcats. It was Columbia who came out on top yesterday in a key game in that North Division. More on that in just a second, as the Fireflies look to make it now 3 consecutive wins, going back to their win over Augusta on Sunday. Other games starting tonight at 6:30, down east is at Lynchburg. Hillcats drop the opener of that series. Also at 7:05 tonight, Fayetteville hosts Kannapolis. Salem is home against Delmarva. And Fredericksburg is at Myrtle Beach. Pelicans beat the Fred Nats yesterday 2-0. As we look at the Carolina League standings, again, 8 games to go in the first half, counting this one today. In the South Division, it's Myrtle Beach all by themselves now after their win and Augusta's victory over Charleston last night. 41-17, the Pelicans are at the top. Charleston a game back at 40-18. Green Jackets sit in third. They're 9 off the pace, 32-26 overall. Fayetteville in that fourth spot at 27-30. Kannapolis is fifth at 24-34. And in the bottom is Columbia, who is 17-41. In the North Division, it is very, very tight with about a week to go in the first half. 3 teams tied for first. Carolina, Fredericksburg, and Lynchburg are all 30-28. Right behind them is Salem, who's at 500 at 29-29. They're 1 game back. In the 5 spot is Down East. They're 2 games under at 28-30. But they're only 2 off the pace, who are currently trailing both Carolina, Fredericksburg, and Lynchburg. But they are playing Lynchburg once again today. And in the 6th spot, only team eliminated from that race is Delmarva, who is 19-38. In the Braves ranks today, the Major League Club is going for 14 in a row. They will send Spencer Strider to the mound in a night game at Washington against the Nationals. We'll beat them again yesterday. Gwinnett is hosting the Pittsburgh Pirates, AAA affiliate, the Indianapolis Indians at 7:05. The Birmingham Barons are on the road to take on the Mississippi Braves at 7:35 at Chessman Park. And Rome continues their series on the road against the Asheville Tourists, the high A club of the Houston Astros. Asheville beat them yesterday. We've got another break here on the On Deck Show. This Wednesday afternoon affair from SRP Park. Green Jackets and River Dogs starters are next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Nice job, guys.
Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Coming up on the start of Game 2, Green Jackets and Charleston River Dogs in this Wednesday matinee matchup. Let's meet the starting lineups. First, for the visiting River Dogs, who are 40-18 on the season. They're currently one game back of Myrtle Beach for first place in the South Division with eight games to go in the first half. Their manager is Blake Butera, and then they raise. In the leadoff spot today, playing center field, Mason Auer. Batting second, shortstop Carson Williams. DHing today and batting third, Willie Vasquez. Batting cleanup is the right fielder, Nick Schnell. In the five spot, the catcher, Kenny Piper. Batting sixth, second baseman, Abiziel Ramirez. Batting seventh, first baseman, Nathan Perry. In the eighth spot, left fielder, O'Neill Manzueta. And batting ninth, the third baseman, Jeffrey Marte. One more time for Charleston, it's Auer, Williams, Vasquez, Schnell, Piper, Ramirez, Perry, Manzueta, and Marte. Starting pitcher for the River Dogs is right-hander Ben Peoples. He's 2-2 this season. This will be his third start against the Green Jackets. He is 1-1 in those two starts back at the Joe in Charleston. And now for your Augusta Green Jackets, 32-26 on the season. His season best currently six games over 500. Nine games behind first place Myrtle Beach, led by their first-year manager, Nestor Perez. They are the single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Caleb Durbin once again leads things off. He's at shortstop today. Batting second is the second baseman, Brian Klein. Geraldo Quintero bats third. He's the third baseman. Batting cleanup today is the right fielder, Brandon Parker. In the five spot, catcher, Ruzber Estrada. Stephen Pelini bats sixth. He's the designated hitter. Batting seventh at first base, Braulio Vasquez. In the eighth spot, left fielder, Connor Blair. And running out the order for the Green Jackets is center fielder, Caden Morton. Again, for Augusta, Durbin, Klein, Quintero, Parker, Estrada, Pelini, Vasquez, Blair, and Morton. Starting pitcher today for the Green Jackets is J.J. Niekro. He comes in with a 5-0 record. He has won his last two starts, covering seven innings each against Kannapolis and Columbia. Now for today's umpire and crew, on the base pass is Jalen Goodman. Behind home plate, calling the balls and strikes, is Charles Welling. Now time for the Augusta University injury reports. We check out the 7-day IL for the Green Jackets, sponsored by Augusta University Health. Just one Green Jacket currently on the injured list. That would be Landon Lee, his first eligible to be activated tomorrow. We've got one final break here from SRP Park. When we return, we've got afternoon baseball for you from the CSRA. It's the Green Jackets and the River Dogs. Hope to have you with us as we're set to get things going here on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. Tax Slayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where Tax Slayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave Tax Slayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a Tax Slayer today. See why Tax Slayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Want skills you can put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical for National Security, or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. Tax Slayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where Tax Slayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave Tax Slayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a Tax Slayer today. See why Tax Slayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner. At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right at Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted...
Good afternoon from SRP Park. We've got midweek matinee baseball from the CSRA. Mitchell Spelts with you as the Green Jackets and River Dogs match up once again, second time this week. Green Jackets won the opener yesterday, 6-3, complete performance in all facets. And now they turn the ball to perhaps the ace of the pitching staff, J.J. Niekro. Makes start number 12, I should say appearance number 12, start number 5 on the year for Niekro. He has been fantastic as of late. His last two starts, he's covered 7 innings each time, winning them both, including 7 shutout frames in Columbia less than a week ago. He'll take on this Charleston and River Dog starting lineup today. Mason Auer leads things off, followed by Carson Williams and Willie Vasquez. In the middle, Nick Schnell, Kenny Piper, and Abiezel Ramirez. Bottom three, Nathan Perry, O'Neill Mansueta, and Jeffrey Marte. That's the lineup today, set by manager Blake Butera. Green Jackets defense behind the starter, J.J. Niekro. Outfield from left to right, Connor Blair, Caden Morton, and Brandon Parker. Geraldo Quintero at third base. Caleb Durbin, man, shortstop with Brian Klein getting the call at second base. Braulio Vasquez at first base. Bruceber Estrada does the catching today on this hot Wednesday afternoon in North Augusta. Fielding game conditions today, 95 degrees currently, sunny, humid, and the heat index says it feels like 107 right now. That ball is going to fly today, and we're going to have a hot one today and the rest of the week here at SRP Park. Green Jackets in their Warrior Wednesday military uniforms with the Lyman Forest Green digital camo, white pants, green ball caps. Road Navy Blues, the alternate for the River Dogs with the white numbers and the blue ball caps. Umpires for today, Charles Welling calling the balls and strikes. Jalen Goodman is on the base paths, and we are ready to roll here from SRP Park. So glad to have you with us wherever you may be as Niekro is ready to face off with Auer, two of the hottest players in the Carolina League. First pitch fastball is high. And off we go. Here from North Augusta at 12:08. Niekro gears up for the 1-0 pitch. A swing and a miss. Gassed him up again. This time got it by him. One ball, one strike. Auer moves up from the cleanup spot to the leadoff roll for Blake Butera's club today. 1-1 pitch. Got him to chase a slider in the dirt. The Niekro special. One ball, two strikes. A great four-pitch mix for J.J. He's got the fastball that works in the low to mid-90s. 1-2. Slider slowly tapped towards third, charging Quintero. He gloves, he throws. It's low, but it's picked up by Braulio Vasquez. Nice hands by the first baseman for Augusta as he plays it on a sharp hop, and they take care of Auer. Auer was moving very quickly down that line. Quintero knew he had to be quick. Makes the play. 5-3 on the opening put out of the game. And here's Carson Williams. Green Jackets a spike in out hit yesterday, 9-6. Still won the game, 6-3. Used some early offense and some great pitching. Niekro looking to carry that torch here today. First pitch to Williams is down and away to the right-handed hitting shortstop. A third of those hits for Charleston King from this man. Had three hits yesterday. 1-0 pitch in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes. Two doubles and a single for Williams. Outstanding young shortstop. First-round pick by Tampa Bay in last year's draft. Niekro falls behind early. 2-0 pitch is a little up and away. Three balls and no strikes, something you don't see a whole lot with J.J. Niekro. Three balls and no strikes. He throws a lot of strikes. Trying to come back here. 3-0 offering is up and away. That's a four-pitch walk. That's one thing Niekro takes a lot of pride in, is throwing strikes and not walking opposing hitters, but puts Williams on in four pitches, still sitting in a good spot as he looks for a double play ball, something Niekro is very capable of inducing. Gets the ball on the ground quite a bit more often than in the air. And so the designated hitter, Willie Vasquez, no score, just getting going here in the top of the first. Niekro from the stretch deals to Vasquez, and he fires in a strike right on the outside corner. No balls and one strike. Vasquez along with four other right-handers in there today for Charleston, three lefties and a switch hitter. Balanced lineup for the River Dogs here in this second game of the series, but Williams gets back. The guy who might be looking to take one here has got 15 stolen bases. That's good for third on the team. Only Shane Suzuki and Mason Auer have more for the top running club in minor league baseball. Yo-1. Breaking ball. That's a strike. Put it right on the inner part this time. Bent him back just a tad. No balls, two strikes. Let's go back to that mix. He's got the fastball and the slider, which is the money pitch. Got two variations of it. More of a slurve that he'll go to some counts. And also a changeup. 0-2, Williams is running, pitches down and away, throw down by Estrada on the money, and he's gunned down. Carson Williams wiped away on a stolen base attempt. Estrada, a laser down to second, and there are two away. Tough pitch to throw on two, down and away, had to pick it, get up, and nice pop time by Estrada to throw out Williams. Fifth time this year he's been caught, count is 1-2 to Vasquez. Here comes Niekro, and down he goes. Pins one right on the outside corner as he blazes the heater by him. And Niekro is through the first in three batters. A grounder, a caught stealing, and a backwards K. And we are through a half inning of play. River Dogs nothing. Green Jackets coming up on the Augusta Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Come see how we can lower your total cost of living and help you move into.
Help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Cybersecurity Assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
J.J. Niekro, sharp to start off his outing once again. Gets to the first and 12 pitches, including a backwards K of Willie Vasquez to end the first. Now his counterpart, Ben Peoples, takes the mound. The right-hander from Columbia, Tennessee, 22nd-round draft pick of the Tampa Bay Rays back in 2019, making his 12th start this year, third against Augusta. 3.35 earned run average for the right-hander. He gets this lineup today for the Green Jackets. Caleb Durbin will be in the leadoff spot once again. Brian Klein bats second with Geraldo Quintero in the three hole. In the middle, Brandon Parker, Roosburgh Estrada, and Stephen Pollini. Braulio Vasquez, Connor Blair, and Caden Morin complete the lineup card for Nestor Perez's Augusta Green Jackets. Righty on righty matchup to get the bottom of the first going. First offering from Peoples is a knee-high strike. Nothing in one. People is facing the Green Jackets for the third time. He started the opener of the six-game series back in Charleston. He won that game. That was his first win of the season. And then as a second star, he started the finale and faced Niekro in that game, took the loss. Niekro did not factor into the decision. Despite pitching well, only went 4 2/3. 0-1 is a laser to center, falling fast, but right there is Mason Auer, who will make the catch. Struck it right off the trademark. Good strike once again by Durbin. He's out. One up and one down for the Green Jackets in their half of the first. Now Brian Klein makes his first appearance in the series. In that number two spot, Cal Conley getting a day off. It's Klein at second base and Durbin at short. As Peoples kicks and deals to Klein, and he fires a first pitch strike. Works the inside corner. No balls and one strike. Klein coming off an excellent series in Columbia in his last game in particular. Got a huge hand in that tough 5-4 defeat on Sunday as the 0-1 pitch is fouled back into the netting. Had a good cut on one as the lefty second baseman's down 0-2. Had a couple of hits along with a pair of RBIs and a run scored. 0-2 pitch is a check swing, a little low. One ball, two strikes. Good read by Klein. Thought about it a little bit on a changeup from Peoples. Big time strikeout stuff. Has 58 of them in just over 43 innings. 1-2 pitch. Another check swing around the knuckles. He was able to hold up as they appeal down to Jalen Goodman at second base. Or first base, I should say. Base umpire for today. Ball two, strike two to the second baseman, Brian Klein. Nothing game. Here's the pitch. As Klein swings and misses. Gassed him up, and that's the first strikeout for Peoples as he rushes a fastball by Klein. Two away for Geraldo Quintero. Still got plenty of room for you if you want to call in from work around your lunch break. If you're in the area, be sure to dress light, bring fluids, sit in the shade, but we got room for you. Nearly 110 according to the heat index by first pitch. First pitch to Quintero, runs a little bit inside. One ball, no strikes. That's Geraldo once again batting in the three spot. Did not have a hit last night, but did produce a run on a sac fly. 1-0 pitch. That one's pulled down the right field line. That one's going to get down into the corner. And off the second base goes Quintero. Will he try for three? He will not. He'll be content with a stand-up double with two outs. As Quintero continues to swing it well, he has really settled into that three spot. As he's into scoring position for Brandon Parker. Didn't try to do too much. Inside pitch, brought the hands in and sent it right down the right field line. First hit of the ball game for either side. It's a two-bagger from Quintero. Team leader in that department. He's got 13 of them. 21 extra base hits on the year for Quintero. Nobody on the Green Jackets has more. See if Brandon Parker can get him home. Matt in the cleanup spot today as the right fielder. People's first pitch to Parker runs up and in. One ball, no strikes. Also gives you a chance to check out the rest of the defense today for Charleston. O'Neill Manzueta is in left with Mason Auer in center. Right fielder today is Nick Schnell. It's marked on the infield. People's pitch is down and in. Two balls and no strikes. With Kenny Piper laying the signs down for Peoples, who just threw his 11th pitch of the inning. Got the first two men, and now down 2-0 to Parker. With Quintero standing at second, Green Jackets looking to score first for the second straight time in this series. Peoples a check to second base. The pitch home is a strike just above the belt on the outside corner. Gave him the fastball, two balls and one strike. Green Jackets have been good scoring first, especially in the opening inning. I've done so 21 times this year. Two balls and one strike. Peoples check second again. The 2-1. It's in the dirt. It skips a little away from Piper. Not far enough for Quintero to try and move up. He'll stay at second. Three balls and one strike. In particular this year, Green Jackets have scored first in 39 games this year. We play in the 59th game of the season. More often than not, they're the first team that cracks the scoreboard. However, around just 500 in those games. Three balls and a strike. Good count to Parker. Here it comes. A breaking ball foul back to our right. Goes back into the field of play right in front of home. Count runs full to Parker. Hit a home run on a 3-1 pitch yesterday in the second inning. Got a 3-2 pitch here. Geraldo Quintero still standing at second. No score. Bottom of the first. With Ruzber Estrada looking on next. Peoples from the stretch trying to get Parker. Here's the 3-2. It is up and away. Walked him. Another base runner with two outs for Augusta as Parker draws the free ride from Peoples. As he'll stroll down the first. And Estrada will come up with two on base. 26th walk of the year for Ben Peoples. First season in full season ball for Peoples after a couple of seasons in the Complex League down in Florida. Part of that deep farm system for Tampa Bay. That's on the outside corner. 0-1. Estrada, four home runs on the year. Last one came Saturday night in Columbia and part of a 9-0 rout of the Fireflies. Green Jackets coming off a series where they won 4 of 6 on the road. 0-1 pitch is a weak grounder off into the bat to the mound. Scooped up by Peoples. He'll flip underhand to first and take care of Estrada. Green Jackets get a couple of two-out base runners, but neither of them come around to score, and we are throwing it into play. From SRP Park, Green Jackets nothing, River Dogs nothing, on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Having a choice is awesome because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from Wow. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. Wow. Good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change.
Scoreless doing it into play here from SRP Park in this Wednesday afternoon affair. Mitchell Spelks with you. And today, that summer weather kicking in here in North Augusta as J.J. Necro will face the middle third of the Charleston order, starting with Nick Schnell, the right fielder. Kenny Piper and Abiezel Ramirez to follow him up. He got through the first and three batters, allowed a one-out walk to Carson Williams, but caught him stealing. First pitch to the lefty, Schnell is down the inside corner for a strike as Necrell starts him off with a fastball. Schnell up to the cleanup spot today after batting sixth in last night's contest. A one pitch outside, one ball, one strike. First time the Green Jackets have seen him, did not play in the previous series in Charleston a month ago. 1-1, a wave and a miss, got him out in front of one. Turned him back with the slider, it's 1-2. Schnell 1-for-4 last night, a double, also scored a run. Chokes up a little bit, 1-2 pitch is in the dirt. Knocked down with the chest of Estrada, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nanikro last faced the River Dogs, had a tough first inning, nearly threw over 30 pitches, but after that he was money, kept Charleston off the board the rest of the game after an early run scored. 2-2, breaking ball up high, 3 balls, 2 strikes. And once Necro gets settled in, he is typically one of those pitchers that will get better as the start goes on. 3-2, a swing and a miss. Gassed him up, and there is one away as he has his second K of the night. And to the old number one, and he beats him on a 3-2 pitch. Kenny Piper comes up now with one out.
Now batting catcher, Kenny Piper.
Necro looking sharp, and what makes him so challenging in those spots like that? It's 3-2, you're probably thinking fastball, but not with Necro. He's comfortable throwing anything in that count, and you might not be sitting on that. As the first pitch is a hook that lands for a strike, and it's 0-1. 3-2 goes to a fastball. First pitch goes slider. He's comfortable with that in any single count. 0-1 goes with a slider again. That one spiked in the dirt. 1 ball, 1 strike. That's what makes him difficult to face. When you have command of all your things, you don't have to be overpowering. And whether Nico's been in relief or as a starter, he's thrown the ball well. 1-1 pitch, got to chase one in the dirt. Went back to the slider. Piper didn't pick it up well. Necro looks to make it possibly 3 straight Ks here. 1-2 is down and away. Tried the slider again, didn't go for it this time. 2-2. That's the Charleston catcher. Faces a 2-2 count with one out. Here comes Necro, and it is just off the outside corner. Good location, though, at the fastball, 3-2. Estrada tried to bring that one back in. Charles Willing said it was outside. Necro's 3-2 is a little off. Good spot, though. Necro frustrated with that one. Thought he might have had it. Good eye by Piper not to chase it. Second walk issued by J.J. Necro, and there's a one-out base runner for Abiezel Ramirez.
Ramirez, our Miller Lite beer batter of the game.
Niekro in his last start, walked two against Columbia. It was an outing where he went seven shutout, but only struck out one, which is the most impressive part about it. That entire start produced weak contact against the Fireflies hitters on the road. First pitch to Ramirez is a strike. Goes right to the outer part, and it's 0-1. Starts with a changeup. But you look at the stat sheet, you look at a guy who maybe strikes out nine compared to one and goes similar length. You think the guy with nine strikeouts is a little more dominant. 0-1. A swing and a miss. Another changeup that he was out in front of, 0-2. But for pitchers who go deep into ball games, only one strikeout, that tells you they're getting a lot of weak contact, and it's a lot more of a challenging thing to do these days, and not every pitcher thinks that way. Niekro set for the 0-2. He deals. A wave and a miss. He strikes out Ramirez. Three consecutive changeups, and he made it look easy out there as Ramirez strikes out. Third K of the afternoon for Niekro, and up comes Nathan Perry. And Niekro's a guy who can strike you out. He certainly has the stuff to do it, but he can play right into his hands. Only needed 75 pitches to get through seven last time out. Certainly in a spot where he probably could have kept on pitching, but when you consider what the score of the game was, turn it over to the bullpen who held it down for him. Nathan Perry bats, and he tomahawks the first pitch foul and into the netting. No balls, one strike. Scoreless game. Niekro trying to get to the bottom half of the second, still that way. At the number seven, that's fifth round pick back in 2017 by the Astros. 0-1 is outside. Snap throw down to first is late as they're checking up on Kenny Piper down there. One ball, one strike as the pitch missed. Second straight year in the Carolina League, or Low A East as it was called last year. Piper, or I should say Perry, played with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. First year in the Tampa Bay system. 1-1. It's in the dirt. Blocked by Estrada. Keeps it in front. Piper will not advance. Two balls and one strike. Charleston's already seen that arm of Ruisper. Estrada's got a good one. Already threw out Carson Williams back in the first. Helped Niekro work around that one-out walk. Has another one in this inning. Piper not as prominent as a base dealer, though. Probably not going to run. 2-1. A number foul as he jammed him inside. Two balls and two strikes. As Necro's looking to put away the first baseman for Charleston. A team that had a handful of hits in the back half of yesterday's game when attempting to rally but didn't produce much of it. Sam Strickland in particular did a nice job working out of some trouble, allowing just one run. 2-2 pitch, a foul back. Chased one up and away, but able to barrel it up and stay with it. 2-2. That was a good bullpen game yesterday for Augusta. Luis Vargas picked up his second straight win on the mound and went to Sam Strickland, who appeared on the bullpen for the first time in a month, dealing with a blister issue, and he was sharp. He throws 2-2. A ground ball towards second. Chop to Klein. He'll scoop up the in-between. Throw to Vasquez at first. And that will take care of the side of the top of the second inning for the River Dogs. Get a one-out walk, but he's left out there. An inning and a half now complete. From North Augusta, Green Jackets nothing. River Dogs nothing on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch. Got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Bottom of the second inning from SRP Park. Nothing game. Stephen Pelini, Braulio Vasquez, Connor Blair due up for the Green Jackets against Ben Peoples, who yielded a couple base runners in the first. However, neither of them scored. Two-out double from Geraldo Quintero and a walk to Brandon Parker. See if Stephen Pelini can get something started today. And inning number two, the DH today for the Green Jackets. That's in from the left side of the box. One of two lefties in there for Augusta. Peoples' first pitch to him is too high for ball one. Pelini with a hit in yesterday's game. Had three hits in the Columbia series last week, but drew a handful of walks, six of them to be exact. 1-0 pitch, and he's behind a fastball. Got a good cut. One ball, one strike. Excellent defensive outfielder. Has played all three spots. Getting the defensive rest today as the DH. 1-1 pitch. A swing and a miss. 1-2. Bit today. Cal Conley, Brandel Mesquita each getting the day off. Adam Zabrowski. Don't typically see catchers catch day games after night games. 1-2 pitch is high again. Two balls and two strikes. So Estrada gets the call behind the plate. There are some who never like to leave in terms of starting. Yadier Molina might be the perfect example of that with the St. Louis Cardinals. 2-2 pitches in the dirt, 3-2. Otherwise, rarely do you see a catcher after a night game catch an ensuing day game or a doubleheader, both in the same day. And to make matters worse, it's always a hot day like this can make it more challenging. 3-2 pitch is grounded towards short, diving Williams. He knocks it down, throws from his knee, and he got him. Unbelievable play by Carson Williams at short to rob Stephen Pelini of a base hit. My goodness. From one knee, just able to get enough on the throw to throw off Pelini, who looked like he was going to leg it out. That's what makes that man at shortstop a potentially special player in the Rays system. That one had to shade over because he was playing near behind the bag at second and able to steal one. As Braulio Vasquez swings through the first pitch, he's down 0-1. And he's got a great arm over there. Guy was the pedigree of a pitcher going back to his high school days where he was a great prep player in California. 0-1 pitch, back up the middle. That'll find a home as it bounces right in front of second base. Into center it goes, and Vasquez has his first hit of the game. Second for the Green Jackets as there's a one-out base runner for Connor Blair. Got to feel good for Braulio. Made some good contact in Columbia last week. No hits to show forth. Hitless yesterday. Gets on here. Good base runner as well. Might be seeing him trying to steal one here. Connor Blair, the eight hitter against Peoples. Scoreless game. Bottom of the second. Here in this Wednesday matinee as time is called. I think Braulio Vasquez won an extra second to clean off the base. Got Nathan Perry holding him on. Vasquez a couple steps off of first. Peoples work. Deals the first pitch to Blair. He had a big cut, but he missed. Tried to turn one down the left field line. No balls in one strike. Two of the top base running teams in the Carolina League. Charleston leads all of minor league baseball in stolen bases this year. 121 of them. Hold a one stolen base advantage on Down East, who runs quite a bit as well. They throw over to first. Vasquez dives back in, able to get behind the tag. No balls and one strike the count. Green Jackets currently stand in third place in the league. They've got 93 stolen bases. Blair with an 0-1 count on him. Peoples goes home. Vasquez runs. The pitch runs inside and hits Blair. Right along the shoulder. Duck for cover out of that one. Based on where that pitch was going, you knew Vasquez was going to have a stolen base. Almost an impossible pitch if that got past Blair. For Piper to try and throw out Vasquez. But instead, Blair wears one. And the Green Jackets have multiple runners on the base pass for the consecutive innings to start. Two hits, a walk, and a hit batter for Peoples. Faces the nine-hitter and Caden Morton. Drew a walk last night, trying to play run producer here in the second inning. Good speed on both bases. And as Morton digs in with the top of the order, looming behind him. Green Jackets trying to score first here this afternoon. First offering to Morton. He had a cut, but he fouled it back into the wire. No balls and one strike. Morton's coming off a nice series in Columbia. Multiple extra base hits. Hit a home run. 6 for 16. The 0-1. Horn takes one in the dirt. That gets away from Piper. There goes Vasquez. Didn't get away much, and Piper had no idea. As Vasquez moves up, Blair does not. But Vasquez, who had a much better look on that one. But Piper kind of stared at Vasquez as if he had the baseball, but he didn't. It rolled about a foot to his right, and as a result, Vasquez took off. Ends up at third base. Now runners at the corners with a 1-1 count to counter Blair. And just a spinner in the dirt that hopped out of the glove, and the catcher unaware of it. And a speedy base runner takes advantage. 1-1. Morton shoots down. Off the wall. Vasquez will score. Blair will get rounded around third. Here he comes. The throw will not come. In to score is Blair. It's a two-run double for Caden Morton. And the Green Jackets jump on top early once again. 2-0 in the bottom of the second. Got a great pitch to hit, and Morton jumped all over it. And counter Blair comes all the way around from first to make it a two-run scoring hit for the nine-hitter. Good piece of hitting right there. Now the top order comes up. Master Perez made a very last-second decision to send home Blair. Ends up being the right call as Williams didn't even bother throwing home. RBI's 14 and 15 for Moore. First pitch to Durbin is muscled in the shallow left center field. Auer had a good jump, but he'll be called off by Mansueta, who makes the catch. Nearly dropped between the both of them, but Mansueta playing shallow enough to catch up to it. Durbin now 0 for 2. And it'll be Brian Klein trying to see if he can bring a third run home. 2-0 Augusta. Jumped up 2-0 yesterday in the second inning. They have done so here today. Trying to make it three, perhaps, against Peoples as they face him for the third time this season. Check to second. First pitch to Klein is a strike. Came right inside on him. No balls in one strike. Klein struck out against Peoples back in the opening inning. Got him on five pitches. Warren a good lead off of second. Excellent speed. Not going to take much to get him home. 0-1 pitch is in the dirt. That'll hop away in front of Piper, but he keeps it close enough. Morton went about halfway. Goes back. One ball, one strike. Had a good secondary out there. Anything into the outfield you'd figure would score Morton. Got some good arms out there. Normal depth defensively for the River Dogs in their outfield. Peoples 1-1 pitch is a hanger that missed. Up above the letters, two balls and one strike. Got the right fielder Nick Chanel playing the deepest out there, otherwise no center. Infield back, slight pull shift for the infield. Shortstop position wide open right now. Klein can punch one that way. 2-1 pitch, had a big cut, but he missed. Tried to rocket one somewhere. Two balls, two strikes. As Morton looks on from second base. Arlo Quintero waits next. Klein trying to give him an at-bat here. 2-2. Klein swings and misses, and Peoples gets him on strikes for the second time, but not before the Green Jackets strike first once again. A two-run double by Caden Morton makes it 2-0 Green Jackets as we go to the third on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening. at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
There we go. 2-0 Green Jackets after a two-run double by Caden Morton. And the Green Jackets now spot their starter. J.J. Neek has been very good pitching in this spot. Went ahead as his team spots a Medusa in the bottom of the second thanks to the nine-hitter. O'Neal Mansueto leads things off against Necro, who's allowed just one over the minimum. No hits, just two walks. Wipe one of them out as they tried to steal second. First pitch to Mansueto is a slider that missed outside. One ball and no strikes. Green Jackets at two hits and a hit battery last inning. Manufactured two runs. 1-0 pitch. Checked his swing. They asked down at first. On a fastball outside. Two balls, no strikes. Mansueto 0 for 4 last night. 2-0 to him. He's out in front of one. Pulled the string this time. Two balls and one strike. Sitting for a fastball and instead got a changeup. 2-1. Fastball, yank back foul. Two balls and two strikes as it gets out of play. Necro has come back to even it up on the eight hitter. Mansueto. Jeffrey Marte waits next. 2-2 is off the outside corner. Estrada was about set to snap that down. Good spot right on the edge. That's a good take by Mansueto. See if Necro goes there again. Here's the 3-2 pitch. And a fly ball deep to left center field. Morton moves over, so does Blair, and they watch it one hop off the wall. Blair will glove it, throw it into the cutoff man and Caleb Durbin. It's an easy stand-up double for O'Neal Mansueto to start off the third for Charleston. Struck that one well, and you never know with humidity and not a lot of wind today. That ball is going to carry. And just stayed in the yard as it hit off the base. Mansueto puts himself into scoring position on the first hit today by Charleston. And now it's Jeffrey Marte. First appearance from Marte in the series. Green Jackets saw him plenty back at the Joe in Charleston a month ago. Starting a third today with Willie Vasquez in the designated hitter role. First pitch to the lefty. Marte is slicing foul. That'll get out of play and into the seats. Look out. Got a lot of kids in the ballpark today. Super splash day at the ballpark. Kind of a water park theme. Also a business person special for those in attendance in this afternoon's game. Give him a great changeup. Once again, Necro now gets up on Marte. No balls and two strikes. And 254 on the year. The infielder with one home run. He's driven in seven. Necro with three punch outs at this juncture. See if he's in for a fourth. 0-2. And down he goes. Chased one in the dirt. Estrada will have to secure this one at first with nobody over there. And they will complete it as Vasquez tags first. Strikeout number four for J.J. Necro. One away now for the top of the order in Mason Auer.
Center fielder Mason Auer.
Very dangerous hitter. Necro going to try and be careful with him, but that's the tough part about going through this lineup is, especially at the top, there's really nowhere to hide. Between Auer, Williams, Vasquez, the top three guys in particular can really swing it. First pitch is high. Estrada thought about snapping it down. Now getting back is Mansueto. One ball, no strikes. Green Jackets limited the damage yesterday. It was two home runs that provided a couple of runs on the board for Charleston. Both of them came on 3-0 counts with Auer having the first. 1-0. A slider got to chase one down away. Good pitch. And the throw goes to second base as they try to keep Mansueto nap, and he just got his foot back in there. Umpire on the bases, Jalen Goodman, got caught by surprise. Green Jackets thought they may have had an out, but he looks safe from here. That was a good disguise play. That looked like it was just simply airmail, but that was a nice, easy toss back to second when Mansueto had his back turned and nearly threw him out. Just got that foot back in there unawarely. 1-1. Auer sends one in the air into center. Playable for Caden Morton as he moves over into the alley. He will call off Parker, make the catch, and Mansueto no chance to tag. Now with Morton's arm, and there are two away. Looks like Parker lost that one for a second, but Caden Morton, the sure-handed center fielder, will go catch anything he can catch up to. Two gone in the inning. Runner still at second base and in Mansueta. As Roosevelt Estrada will go out to the mound to talk with Necro quick. Necro walked Williams on four pitches back in the opening inning. As the tying run stands once again at the plate. Estrada and Necro getting on the same page. Could be a possible sign stealing thing, perhaps. Just to make sure the signs are mixed up in a way where only they can decode them. Righty on righty. Two outs in the inning for the two-hitter, Carson Williams. First pitch, slider down and away. Lays off one good spot by Necro. One ball, no strikes. His 46th pitch of this outing as he continues to deal here in the heat. The 1-0. It's in the dirt. Good block by Estrada. Two balls, no strikes. Talked to Necro yesterday and knew he was bracing for the heat today, as it is going to be all week, but this might be the hottest day. He says he's used to it, pitching down in Florida and spring training a little bit, but mostly in the complex league after he signed after the draft last year. Says he's pitched in worse. At Florida, he can be very devastating this time of year as Williams yanks one through the left side. It gets knocked down by Durbin. They're going to send him home. He bare hands. Throw to the plate is online and out at home is Mansueta as the two have a slight collision. Estrada takes exception to it. Mansueta is out as the home plate umpire Charles Welling, good heads of play to step in there before anything else escalated. But they throw out Mansueta by plenty at home as Durbin just kept it in front. And we head to the bottom of the third. No one scored for Charleston. Still 2-0 Green Jackets on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Aid care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Dogs cut off the scoreboard once again as O'Neill Mansueta gets thrown out at home on an infield hit by Carson Williams. Good play by Caleb Durbin to throw out Mansueta, who did not slide into home. More on that play in just a second. As Quintero faces Ben Peoples to start the bottom of the third. First pitch is down and in to the switch hitting Quintero. But Mansueta has a slight collision with Estrada, who looked like he wanted to bark back at him, but Charles Welling prevented that, and good thing he did. 1-0 pitch, big cut by Quintero. One ball, one strike. He's trying to contain his emotions out there. A shot of plays with a ton of it on his sleeve. It is one of those plays where he had no idea he needed to slide as the 1-1 pitch is off the inside corner, 2-1. And normally it's the on-deck hitter who signals to the base runner coming to home whether to get down or you're in standing up, but nobody was over there, so he had no sign. He thought he was going to get in easily. 2-1 pitch. Quintero slices one foul. That'll get into the concourse as he's behind one. Two balls and two strikes. Now what's interesting about it, though, is when you're rounding third, you have no idea what's going on behind you. You're almost a defensive player, in a sense. Thought he was going to score with these. Had no idea a throw was coming in behind him, and Estrada caught it and tagged him out with about two steps to spare. And fortunately, that didn't escalate into anything more. The collision wasn't any severe. 2-2 pitch as Quintero fouls one back. Still 2-2. That's a play that has very much been outlawed in every level of baseball, those home plate collisions. And catchers can't block home plate, not that Estrada was, but they always encourage runners slide. 2-2 pitch, pulled to first, knocked down by the first baseman, Perry. He'll take it to the bag himself and take care of Quintero for the first out of the third. Three unassisted on that first put out of this inning. Brandon Parker now with the bases empty and one out. Green Jackets 2, River Dogs nothing here in the bottom of the third inning. Parker drew a full count walk against Peoples back in the opening inning, was left at first base. Green Jackets stranded a pair in that frame. First pitch to Parker, runs inside, one ball, no strikes. Facing the right-hander who was picked in the 22nd round by Tampa Bay in the 2019 draft. Forwent a commitment to Xavier University. 1-0 pitch is high. Two balls, no strikes. Big East school in Cincinnati, Ohio. Parker once again working ahead of Peoples. Two balls, no strikes, the count. The right-hander deals from the windup. Breaking ball off in the bat, floating down the line. This one will drop in for a hit for Parker. Sneaks it just inside that right field line, and Parker stays hot. Guy that's been impossible to keep out of the lineup, Carr, and Brandon Parker comes up with another hit. Has now a 9-game on base streak rolling after his time yesterday reaching 3 times. Brings up Ruzber Estrada. 4th hit for the Green Jackets off of Peoples. See if Estrada can tattoo one here. So it looked like he's a little fired up from the way that last half inning ended. Modest lead for Parker off of first. First pitch coming to Estrada is right in there. Big fastball from Peoples. No balls, one strike. Run hitter. He's got a big swing. He can certainly barrel him up and give him a ride if he can get the pitch he wants. 0-1. He is hot through the left side. That's a base hit for Estrada. Smokes one off the bat as that one sent right through the vacated left side. And the Green Jackets for the third straight inning have 2 on in the inning. Getting some good swings on Peoples. Some patient at-bats getting ahead. Good scouting reports. Green Jackets had just 6 hits yesterday but made them all count. Yeah, Stephen Pelini with 2 on, 1 out. Green Jackets trying to add to their 2-0 lead. As Peoples working in some trouble here. First pitch to Pelini's up and in. As he rushed in a fastball, 1 ball, no strikes. Pelini was robbed of a hit last inning. And saved another run from scoring with Morin driving in a couple with his double. Diving stop at shortstop. He threw him out by half a step. 1-0. A fly ball, foul territory, third base side. Marte will give it a look, but he will run out of room about 3 rows back. We'll jump back into the field of play. Marte will give it to the handful of kids over there looking for the foul ball. 1 ball, 1 strike, 2. Pelini had a hit last night. As a sharp single back up the middle that actually deflected off the pitcher, Johnny Cuevas. Otherwise, that was heading for dead center, but stayed in the infield. Got the same result, though. Both runners get their leads. 1-1 pitch. Pelini fouls another one. Came in around the hands. 1 ball, 2 strikes. It's been a bit of a hot and cold run at the plate for Pelini. He's had some really good series. Last time he faced Charleston in that series at the Joe less than a month ago. Had nearly .500 in that stretch. Played in 5 of those games. 1-2 pitch. Pelini swings and misses. And Peoples comes through with a big strikeout. His 3rd of the game. And there are 2 outs now for Broad. Green Jackets put the pressure on. Peoples trying to make him pay. As Vasquez had a sharp single back up the middle an inning ago. Was one of the 2 guys who came around to score on the double by Morton. Peoples still working from the stretch. Big lead for Parker at 2nd. First pitch to Braulio is fouled back on a one-handed cut. No balls and a strike. It was interesting. You go back to the last series these 2 teams played. Augusta and got handled by the Charleston pitching, but they didn't strike out all that much. They put the ball in play a lot, and most of the plays ended resulted in outs. Green Jackets batted under 250 on balls in play in that series as the 0-1 pitch is an excuse-me swing foul. some distance on that one as it gets into the first base side. Seats 0-2. Now, typically the number is over 300 when you put the ball in play on average. And it was less than that. Everything Augusta was hitting turned into outs and just didn't get the contact they've wanted. And been a 180 of sorts here in this series so far. A lot of sharp hit balls have found homes. 0-2 pitch back up the middle. Vasquez has got another hit. They're going to send home Parker. Here he comes. The throw's coming to the plate. And it is not in time. Parker avoids the tag. And it's 3-0. An excellent slide from Brandon Parker, and the Green Jackets lead 3-0 in an RBI single by Braulio Vasquez. Both him and Estrada moved up on the throw by Auer. It was a good one, just a little bit up the third baseline. Nice tag attempt, but even better slide by Parker, just able to glide out of the way. And the Green Jackets get another hit from Vasquez off of Peoples, and a run scores because of it. Another guy that's quietly barreled up a lot of pitches, Braulio Vasquez. Parker scores from second base as he was moving on contact. Estrada watched the throw go all the way through. Ends up at third, same thing with Vasquez. And now Connor Blair trying to pack the punch here in the third inning. Two in scoring position with two outs. First pitch to Connor is a big rip and a miss. Tried to send one out of here, did Blair. In Columbia, in what was a great offensive series for the Green Jackets. Especially in the four games that they won. Scored over 40 runs in between those four games as Blair calls for time. Back-to-back 13-run wins, which was their largest margin of victory this year. Had a 15-2 and a 16-3 win against the rival Fireflies, a team they've handled very well. Almost a third of the wins for Augusta has come against the Fireflies. 0-1 pitch. He got to chase one, a defensive swing up and in. Looks like he was committed to swinging on that one. He got the fastball, but it was nowhere close to the strike zone, 0-2. Puts Peoples in a favorable spot here. Has Blair at the mercy of him on the mound. See if Connor can come back from 0-2 down the count. Got two in scoring position with the Green Jackets leading 3-0. The 0-2. And he's swinging a miss, and Peoples gets him on three pitches. Green Jackets will strand a pair in scoring position, but not before they score again. Braulio Vasquez, an RBI single with two outs, gets home Brandon Parker. And through three, it's now Augusta 3, Charleston nothing on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Kids 4 through 14 can sign up for their age group. Register for our first camp.
And Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we'd love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Got a phone, got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's SRP.
Insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit WOWWay.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Nothing Green Jackets, a third of the way home from SRP Park on this Wednesday afternoon. Willy Vasquez against J.J. Negro to start off the fourth inning. First pitch to Vasquez down low and away for ball one. Mitchell Speltz with you from North Augusta. Green Jackets are two on the double by Caden Morgan. Get another one on the Braulio Vasquez hit. At the pitch to Willy Vasquez is up and away. Two balls and no strikes. Three more hits in the inning for Augusta. In the last frame, now six for the game. 2-0, breaking ball lands for strike one. Also the slider on a 2-0 count. Two balls in one strike, the count. Necro kicks and deals. Breaking ball that flies up into foul territory. The bat flies out of the hand of Vasquez as well, as that one's into the concourse. Two balls and two strikes. We've seen a lot of that this year at this ballpark, especially bats flying out of batters' hands. Everyone's got a customized bat. That's the unique thing about the wood bats. You can put a grip on the bottom of the bat. You can have it bare and put some pine tar on it. Everyone's got their own preference. 2-2. It's in the dirt, and it's 3-2 now. It's a very superstitious thing, and a lot of things are in baseball, and everyone has their own rhythm and the way they do things, and they don't like to change it. Whatever works for them, they stick with. 3-2 pitch. Vasquez rifles one to right. Parker moves over as it carries into his glove with a nice leaping catch. That will rock it off the bat of Vasquez, and Parker kind of got crossed up on it, but knew he had to go back as it kept flying on him. Able to jump up and make the catch. There's one away in the fourth inning. Nico dealing a shutout here so far. And stranded two base runners. First pitch to Snell. The lefty is right down the middle, and it's 0-1. Gave a couple of hits last inning. However, neither of them came around to score. Matter of fact, one got thrown out at the plate. 0-1 is off the outside edge. One ball, one strike. Green Jackets at this juncture. Out hitting Charleston 6-2. Break-even pitch. Schnell, a wave and a miss. One-handed cut at 1-2. Green Jackets have two wins over Charleston this year. However, they have not out-hit them in a game yet. Everdogs have had the edge in every single contest so far. 1-2 pitch, a slow tapper fouled on the third base side with nobody over there as they have a shift down for Schnell. Something the Green Jackets do quite often. They play the numbers and the information they're given, and that's one thing Nestor Perez harps on. He's very big on the defensive alignment and always look at the info he has on the opposing hitters, and for a lefty like Schnell, they are playing the averages and think he's going to pull the ball. And we'll give up some on the left side of the infield. 1-2. A wave and a miss. Got to chase one in the dirt. And Necro picks up another strikeout. His second of Schnell. And there are two gone just like that. Five Ks in total today for Necro. Season best for him is 9. As a matter of fact, he did that in relief. And that was an outing against Columbia. Here's pitch to Kenny Piper as off into the bat and flied into right field. Foul territory. Vasquez and Parker check it out. And it's out of play, 0-1. Yeah, Necro now settling in as a full-time starter for this Green Jackets club and told me this is really his first full season since 2019 at the 2020 COVID year, and that's when he needed Tommy John. 0-1. A strike on the outside corner, 0-2. I was able to come back and pitch in a 2021 college season. However, didn't get a full slate as he was in the recovery process. And he takes it on as the 0-2 is on the outside corner. And Necro rings the bell on Kenny Piper. Make it 6 Ks for Necro through 4 innings of shutout baseball. 3.5 complete here from SRP Park. 3-0 Green Jackets on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Shining once again on the mound. He has not allowed a run on six strikeouts through four innings. His offense has spotted him a 3-0 lead, looking to make it three consecutive run scoring innings. 9-1-2, and Martin leads things off. Got it all started with a two-run double back in the second inning off of Peoples. Green Jackets putting together some really nice at-bats against the Charleston starter. Righty on righty, first pitch to Morton is down low and in the dirt as he starts him with a big curveball. Six hits allowed by people so far through this one. Three have scored. Also has a walk and a hit batter. 1-0 pitch. A liner down the left field side. That one's just going to drop foul. Morton nearly had his second two-bagger of the game. Just kept twisting on him. One ball, one strike to the nine-hitter. We've seen the baseball very well over the last month or so. Had a tough month of April. And since that point, he's really turned a corner and playing every day. And being in that ninth spot in particular has given him a lot more pitches to see that have been in driving zones. Break-even pitch is low again. Two balls, one strike. That's a big part of it. Batting at the bottom of the order typically will give hitters better pitches to hit as pitchers try to work a little bit more around the top hitters. Try to make guys like Morton in the bottom of the order beat him, but he's done so today so far. 2-1 pitch is low, 3-1. But you know when he brings offensively or defensively to the table and that bat starts to click, he can be a premier player for this Green Jacket team, and he's already playing as if he is. Offers a lot as an outfielder. 3-1 pitch is high, and he draws a 5-pitch walk. That's another thing he's been doing really well. Finds his way on base once again with the free ride. On for the second time today. As Morton trots it down to first, brings up to the top of the order in Caleb Durbin. The guy who's really hit the ball hard over the last game and a half, counting this one. 0 for 6, though, in the series. Had a 13-game on-base streak snapped yesterday. He says, Peoples, there goes Morton on the first pitch. Pitches outside, throw down on a hop is going to be in time to throw out Caden Morton as Ramirez slaps down the tag. Wasted no time going on the first pitch and an excellent throw by Kenny Piper behind home. And an easy pitch and catch down to second base as Morton goes down. No argument from him. Not a bad idea. Charleston on the base paths. One away just like that. 1-0 pitch to Durbin. To check swing strike anyway. Down along the outside corner. And that's one thing Charleston does well also. They'll run offensively, but they can also contain the run game pretty well defensively as well. As the 1-1 pitch is hit hard deep to left field. And Caleb Durbin sends one out. Another RBI on the board as Durbin drives in himself with his third home run of the year as he smacks one over the left field wall to make it a 4-0 Green Jacket lead. Such a dynamic hitter at the top of the order. Caleb Durbin strikes again, and he will get the home run scarf on this hot day as he heads back into the dugout. 4-0 Augusta on another home run from the leadoff man. Charleston saved a run by throwing out Morton, but the Green Jackets do add it on another one. As Brian Klein bats with the bases empty, first pitch is low for ball one. RBI 36 for Durbin as he continues to pace the team in that department. 1-0 pitch is off the inside corner, 2-0. I said right before that at bat as well that he was due. Hitting ball hard, and at some point, that'll get results for you, and he gets it in the best way possible with a home run. 2-0 pitch. Klein lifts one in the air. Foul, third base side. This one will make its way out of play. Two balls and one strike. As he's looking for a good at-bat against Peoples, who he is 0-for-2 against so far. Peoples has struck him out twice. Up on him here, two balls and a strike. 2-1. A grounder, first base side foul, about a foot behind the bag. Two balls and two strikes to Klein. Second time he's batted in this two spot. Has been excellent that nine hole, that double leadoff spot. And the one game he did play as the two hitter, he did have a two-run double that helped Augusta defeat Myrtle Beach a few weeks ago. 2-2 pitch is hit hard, deep to right, but he turned on it early. Remains 2-2 the count. Green Jackets 4, River Dogs nothing here in game two of this series. Three consecutive runs scoring innings for Augusta. Had that yesterday as well. 2-2. A foul back out of play. Klein will see another one. Almost the exact same as yesterday as well, and it even might be. Green Jackets yesterday, 2 in the second, 1 in the third, 1 in the fourth. Same thing here today. Up 4-0. 2-2. A fastball up and in. 3 balls, 2 strikes as Klein's worked a full count on Peoples, who just eclipsed 70 pitches. You'd figure might be his last inning. Some movement down the Charleston bullpen as Peoples tries to muscle his way through 4. 3-2. Klein fouls back another one, putting together good at-bat against him. Trying to bring Geraldo Quintero to the plate. Full boat once again to Brian Klein. Pitches foul back into the wire again. Pitch number 9 in this at-bat coming up to Klein. Struck out on 5 pitches in each of his first 2 at-bats. Now sees the 9th one here. 3-2 pitch. A half swing, and he could not hold up as Klein frustrated himself as he chased ball 4. 2 gone now in the inning as Geraldo Quintero comes up. Just got crossed up on a good pitch by Peoples. Two gone, bases empty. Geraldo Quintero, the batter. 5 strikeouts, 4 Peoples, 3 of them on Caden, or on Brian Klein, I should say. Quintero bats. First pitch to him is just above the belt on the inside corner. Quintero not a big fan of it. Caught the corner. No balls, 1 strike. Looking for some 2-out damage here. The 0-1. One strike. Four home runs, 26 driven in for Quintero, who has been a scorching hot hitter in the middle of the Green Jackets order. 1-1 pitch. Tomahawks one on a couple of bounces to the first. It's picked up by Perry. He'll flip to Peoples covering, and that will end the inning for the Green Jackets, but not before they score again. A solo home run by Caleb Durbin helps the Green Jacket lead to 4-0 through 4 innings. We're going to the 5th next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
4-0 Green Jackets. We are into the fifth after the solo home run by Caleb Durbin. J.J. Nikro getting more run support out there on the mound as Abiezel Ramirez leads things off for the River Dogs. Number six hitter in their lineup. First pitch to him is too low for ball one as Nikro falls behind Ramirez. Struck him out on three pitches in his first at-bat back in the second. 1-0 is up and away. Two balls and no strikes. Three home runs, 16 driven in for Ramirez. A switch hitting second baseman up in the count. Nikro's pitch home is driven deep to right, and this one will hook foul. Turned one around, but a little early. Two balls, one strike. Nikro, long look in. Here's the 2-1 pitch. A bouncing ball towards first, tracked down by Vasquez. He'll flip to Nikro covering, and they take care of Ramirez for the first out of the fifth inning. Good jump by Nikro off the mound. Good instincts by Vasquez to see him covering as he laid it out in front of him. 3-1 on that put out. Necro's retired the last four now. Had his first perfect inning in the fourth. Second three batter did get through the first and three, but got the help of a caught stealing to wipe one out. Nathan Perry with the bases empty. One out here in the fifth. First pitch is way up high. One ball, no strikes. Green Jackets ahead 4-0. In a rare Wednesday afternoon game here from SRP Park. The only one. 1-0 pitch is low. 2-0. A Sunday afternoon game as well. That'll be the last afternoon game at SRP Park this year. Otherwise, everything 5 p.m. or later. As we hit the summer months. 2-0 pitch is just a bit inside to Perry. Three balls, no strikes. Of course, when you play a little bit later in the day, get some cooler temperatures. And Exhibit A, Wyatt is a strike on the inside corner, 3-1. And currently over 100 with the heat index. It is a humid day. Didn't have the sun yesterday, but it was still pretty icky outside as Perry sends one to deep right center field. Morton dives, and he knocks it down on a hop. As he saves extra bases, unable to make the catch, though, as he gets it into the infield. That's an impressive play by Morton. He didn't catch the ball. When he laid out for it, he was able to trap it in the glove and prevent extra bases for Perry, who might end up at third if that gets by him. And that'll be a single for Perry. That's his first hit of the game. Third in total for the River Dogs, as action has just gotten up. And the Green Jacket bullpen, right-handers playing catch as Nikro is over 70 pitches here in the fifth. Very much in good shape to get through this inning, though, as O'Neill mans way to the batter. Nikro looking for a double play ball. First pitch to him, a half swing. He went around, says home plate umpire Charles Welling. No assistance required. Green Jackets are set up for that double play, straight up defense. Now Brian Klein, the second baseman, shading near the bag. Got a right side that's open for him. The 0-1, breaking ball outside. One ball and one strike to Mansueta, who doubled off the left field base. Last time up, however, got thrown out at home. An infield hit by Carson Williams, tried to sneak him in. Got thrown out by plenty to spare. 1-1 pitch inside, 2-1. International free agent signing back in 2018 was Mansueta. First season in affiliated baseball, playing full season here in Charleston. 2-1, a wave and a miss, got him out in front of one. It allows swings like that with J.J. Nikro, the way he can just turn it back on you in any sort of count. Two balls and two strikes. Nikro trying to take care of Mansueta. A kick and the throw. A called strike three as he lands the breaking ball to ring up Mansueta. Threw him a slider, and he couldn't throw it any better than that. For home plate umpire Charles Welling, and it's the seventh punch out of the afternoon for J.J. Nikro. Two gone now for Jeffrey Marte. More of a pull shift now on for Marte. No double delay depth necessary with two outs. First pitch, Marte swings and fouls one to the mid. Roosevelt Estrada at zone one. One of the seven strikeout victims is Marte. As Nikro got him back in the third. The 0-1 pitch. is high, bouncer towards second, climb backs up, plays the two hopper and throws to first to take care of Marte. A pair of ground balls and a strikeout for Necro as he is putting on a master class once again. Five complete for Necro. We're halfway home from SRP Park. 4-0 Green Jackets on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership or rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Cleanup batter Brandon Parker leads things off as he will get it started in the bottom of the fifth inning. New pitcher out there for the Charleston River Dogs, Sandy Gaston. First pitch is inside as the flamethrower misses on the first offering to Parker. Hard throwing top prospect in the Tampa Bay system, Sandy Gaston. And a big time fastball. Command can be a little bit of an issue as the 1-0 pitch is down and in. Two balls and no strikes. 15th appearance on the year for Gaston. He's made three starts, but he's fit well better in the bullpen. That big-time fastball has been a little more effective. 2-0. Breaking ball this time hits the inside corner. Throws Parker. Two balls, one strike as he'll look for something better. He's done a nice job keeping the walks a little bit under control, but various outings where he's mocked multiple batters. 2-1. A fly ball, foul back into the wire as Parker had a good cut on one, 2-2. That fastball is very lively for Gaston, comes in as one of their top prospects aforementioned. Currently number 13 in Baseball America and in MLB Pipeline's rankings. 2-2 is a fastball that missed in. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guy certainly with the capability to hit around 100. Combine that with a good breaking ball. Gaston's got the making of a pitcher who can last a while in this game. 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball fouled off. Parker was looking for and just able to get it off the end to stay alive in the at-bat. Three innings. Going to try and make it four here as they play in the bottom of the fifth on top 4-0. Ball three, strike two. The pitch home is inside, and Parker has his second walk. He's reached all three times today. On-base machine in this series so far. Leadoff man on for Roosevelt Estrada. As Gaston now has to work with some traffic on the base pass. Day is done for Ben Peoples after four innings. Second consecutive night, the Charleston starter goes just 4. Early call for the bullpen. First pitch to Estrada is a breaking ball, and he puts it right down the middle. He's throwing that confidently. His fastball has been a bit all over the place, but that breaking ball is located in good spots and in good counts as well. Parker has a two-step lead off of first, might be looking to run. The 0-1. A ground ball broken back to short. Williams has it. Only play is going to be first, and he'll throw out Estrada up to second. Goes Parker. as it broke the bat and not weak and kind of weakly hit there. Tough play for Williams to go to second on that. One away in the inning is a productive out, though, on the 6-3 put out. Puts Parker into scoring position. Stephen Pelini comes up. Pelini 0-for-2, looked a good at-bat against Peoples last time up, but ended up striking him out. See if he can bring one home. He's got 16 RBIs this season, does Pelini. Now Stone a couple checks to second. First offering home is bounced towards second. Moving over is Ramirez. He has it, and sidearm flips to first to take care of Pelini, but the small ball continues as Parker moves up another base. Pair of ground balls moves him from first to third, and now with two gone, it's Braulio Vasquez. Let's see if the Green Jackets can complete the small ball run to produce another run. Currently action in the bullpen for the Green Jackets. Right-hander Jose Montilla is getting loose. He's likely going to come in for Necro, who I think is, but spectacular once again. As Vasquez bats, first pitch is too low from Gaston. One ball and no strikes. It'll be the first appearance of the season here in Augusta for Montilla, who is currently on rehab assignment. We'll have more on him in just a little bit. 1-0 pitch. Vasquez half swing and strike called anyway. Give him a good hook. Yeah, it's that fastball, it's the big money pitch that half scouts raving about Gaston, but that slider has been his pitch here in the fifth. One ball and one strike. Gaston kicks and throws. Breaking ball again. That one is on the outside corner. Pinpoint location, 1-2. Final line today for Ben Peoples. 4 innings, 7 hits, 4 runs all earned. Struck out 5 with 2 walks and a home run that Caleb Durbin hit off him in the last inning. Gaston has Vasquez down, 1-2. Here he comes again. Fastball low. It skips out of the glove. Now the catcher Piper, but it keeps it near him. 2-2. Vasquez is 2-for-2 today. Last time up, singled up the middle. Got Brandon Parker, who stands at third now home. See if he can strike him in again. His 9th RBI on the year. 2 balls and 2 strikes the count. Now Stone deals, and it's low again. Again, tried the fastball, looking to put him away with it, but can't get it up enough. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Connor Blair would be next. Pitch number 15 coming up for Sandy Gaston. The 3-2. Breaking ball. He sticks the landing for strike 3. Can't do it any better than that. A well-placed pitch as he goes back to the slider to put away Vasquez. And the Green Jackets leave Parker stranded at third. Their scoring run ends, but they still lead 4-0 as we go to the sixth on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about it comes in? Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together, securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Just Belts back with you from SRP Park on this Wednesday matinee game two. In North Augusta, new pitcher out there for the Green Jackets, right-hander Jose Mantilla, 24-year-old right-hander, just got brought up from the Florida Complex League, currently on rehab assignment. Currently resides on the 60-day injured list for the Rome Braves, the high A club, as he looks to rehab after missing all of 2021 with an injury. He's out there for the first time here in Augusta. He will get the top of the order in relief of J.J. Niekro, who was excellent once again today. First offering to Mason Auer, runs inside for ball one. As Mantilla signed back with the Braves in 2017, has had a good career so far, just battling an injury to battle back from as the 1-0 is outside. 2-0. A midseason all-star while pitching with Rome back when they were a low-A club in the South Atlantic League in the Braves system in 2019. 2-0 pitch is a fastball in there from Mantilla. Two balls and one strike. Now he's worked mostly in relief as of late. Began his career as a starter. But in his all-star year with Rome, made 31 appearances out of the bullpen with an ERA right at 3. 2-1 is up and in. Three balls and one strike as Mantilla falls behind Auer, who is 0-for-2 today. Mantilla looking to battle back in his first hitter. 3-1 pitch. His way outside, and it's a five-pitch walk to Mason Auer. Third walk drawn today by the Charleston hitters. Brings up Carson Williams to the plate with the Green Jackets. Still ahead 4-0. See if Charleston can get something going with Niekro now out of the game. His final line today, once again, fantastic. 5 innings, 3 hits, no runs. Struck out 7 with 2 walks. Managed the River Dogs offense all day. Montilla's first pitch to Williams is fought off foul. And the shortstop is down 0-1. And more impressively for Niekro, with those 5 scoreless innings, he is now covered nearly 17 consecutive scoreless frames. That's going across his last 3 starts now, counting this one. The 0-1 is a strike on the outside corner. Snap throw down to first is late, as diving back in is Auer. A guy who will certainly be looking to take one here if he gets that shot. 0-2 count might not be the best for it, though. As Williams is up there to protect, Tyler Owens is up throwing in the bullpen for Augusta. He'll likely follow Mantilla. 0-2 pitch is high, missed with a big fastball. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mantilla's never been much of a big strikeout guy. He's improved over his years. 63 of them in 74 innings out of the pen back in 2019. 1-2. Breaking ball waved at and popped back. 1 ball, 2 strikes still. And as he's progressed, his stuff has gotten better. Has a big lively fastball and also a good slider he's been throwing in this outing so far. 1-2 pitch, a shot foul down to the third base side, where it's scooped up by Peyton Williams, who's on bullpen protection duty. When you got him on the side of the field like that, got to make sure someone's watching. Got a defenseless catcher down there. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mantilla comes set at the belt. 12 on the pitch clock, he deals. 1-2 pitch, he struck him out swinging. Got him to reach out across for a slider, and Mantilla comes up with a big punch out of Carson Williams. First time he's been retired today. One gone for Willie Vasquez. Now Monty on the hunt for a double play ball. Over the course of his career, he's been a ground ball guy by trade, but pretty even split. First pitch to Vasquez is a strike as he gassed him up to begin the at-bat. Nothing in one. Vasquez 0-for-2 today. Mantilla trying to get him to hit one on the ground here. Infield playing for the double play. Normal depth for the outfielders. 0-1 pitch. A bullseye right on the outside corner. As Vasquez now down 0-2. Still got Mason Auer standing at first. Hasn't looked to run yet. Has a 2.5-step lead off the bag. The 0-2. A wave and a miss. He chased one. Threw him a slider down in the dirt, and Mantilla comes up with back-to-back punch-outs. Now Carson Williams and Willie Vasquez, and there are two away for Nick Schnell. As the Green Jackets are on the current pace to get through this inning with a 4-0 lead still. Trying to keep Auer at first, but a tough hitter at the plate in Schnell. Former first-round pick back in 2018. First pitch to him, a swing and a miss. Big fastball from Montilla. No balls and one strike. It's now played in Charleston all of last year for the 120-plus game season. 0-1. Fastball waved and fouled into the seats as he was laid on it. Nothing and two. Montilla shot the strikeout the side here. And his first inning on rehab assignment as he works his back way back off the 60-day injured list with the Braves of Rome. Trying to get Schnell 0-2 the count. Here he comes. And he just missed off the corner. Dugout thought he had him. Estrada held it there for a good couple of seconds as the infield took a few steps towards the dugout. Didn't get the call. Montilla still in a good spot, though. 1-2. As they put the target up inside. 1-2 pitch. A half swing able to hold up as he put a little clutch on it. 2-2 as he didn't chase the high fastball. Now we're still stranded at first. Minimal lead this time. Montilla, long look in. Here he comes. A liner to second. Diving Klein. He makes the catch. Brian Klein goes layout in the dirt to make the grab and takes one away from Nick Schnell, and the inning is over. Excellent play by the Green Jackets second baseman to take one away from Schnell, and we are through 5.5 from SRP Park. It remains Augusta 4. Charleston nothing on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch. Got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org. Got a
phone. Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Jackets bottom of the fourth, or bottom of the sixth, I beg your pardon, here from SRP Park. Connor Blair leads things off. Green Jackets looking to take the first two against the River Dogs. Excellent start today from J.J. Necro. Scoreless sixth inning for Jose Montilla. First pitch to Blair is yanked down the left field line, but a little early as it's foul and bounces out of play. No balls and one strike to Blair, who was hit by a pitch. Back in the second inning, he eventually came around to score. Green Jackets continue to own the hit column today. 7-3 on Charleston. Neither team has committed an error. As we saw, an excellent defensive play from Brian Klein to end the last half inning. Took one away from Nick Schnell. As pitch is high on a fastball from Gastone. One ball, one strike. And that's been a key part of Augusta's recent play. They have played very clean defense and their best run defensively this year. They have not committed an error in five of their last six games. And in those five, they've been clean. They've won. 1-1 is a bender that lands outside corner strike from Gastone on another slider, 1-2. Green Jackets now with 16 errorless games this season, facing off with Charleston, who has the best defensive record this year in terms of percentages. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball high, 2-2. No team has played better defense statistically than Charleston has, fielding percentage of 9. Same play last night. That resulted in inside the park, a little league home run from Cal Conley. 2-2. A fastball hit in the air to left, right at O'Neill Mansueta. Doesn't have to move all that much, and he'll put away Blair for the first out of the sixth. One away for Caden Morin, who got this game started back in the second inning with a two-run double. Has reached both times today, a double and a walk. Faces Gastone, the fireballer for the first time. As Gastone works regularly out of the stretch. First offering, a fastball fouled away. As Morton's down the count, 0-1. Gastone faced the Green Jackets twice up in Charleston in a stretch of 3 days. First time only threw a third of an inning, two hits, three runs scored on a couple of walks. Much better a second time, walked two more. And gave up a hit that scored a run. 0-1, fastball spiked in the dirt, one ball, one strike. Has not allowed a run in his last three appearances and five of his last six. It was a rocky start for him, but now he's starting to settle in, and he can be a guy that can certainly be a weapon in the bullpen when he's fully unlocked. 1-1 pitch, a breaking ball missed up. Two balls, one strike as he tries the slider again. Top order waiting next for Augusta. Tyler Owens continues to play catch in the bullpen for Augusta. See if Montilla has another inning or if Owens will take over for the seventh. Green Jackets on top, 4-0. 2-1 pitch, a breaking ball, got him way out in front. Saw it coming, but a quick reaction to it. And the sharp slider from Gastone evens the count on Morton. Straight up defense all the way around for the River Dogs. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball outside. That sharp slider once again, but Morton read it well. Count goes full as he tries to get on for the third time here. Another 3-2 pitch coming. Gastone kicks and throws. A fastball called strike three. Put the gas right on the corner. Not much Morton's going to do about that, especially if you're sitting on that slider. And Gastone has given hitters a reason to get ready for it. Instead, he puts a fastball right by him for strike three, and there are two gone for Caleb Durbin. His first hit of the series was a big one last time up. A solo home run in the fourth made it 4-0. First pitch to him is down and away with a fastball. One ball, no strikes. Green Jackets have had just one base runner since that homer. It was a walk to Brandon Parker. That was the first batter Gastone faced. He's gotten everybody else, though. Gastone deals the 1-0 pitch. A fastball or a slider, I should say, waved at it. Got Durbin on his front foot. One ball, one strike. Now, Durbin had two sharp lineups, and you figure, and he was due for something, and he, in fact, delivered with that home run over the left field wall in the fourth. Break-even pitch is a breaking ball down and in. Two balls and one strike. River Dogs yesterday needed three pitchers to get through the game. Same thing for Augusta. 2-1 is a strike. But a fastball right down and in, 2-2. You can feel some groans coming from the Green Jacket dugout. Not a big fan of it. Gets the attention of Charles Welling, who looks over there. Two balls and two strikes with two outs. Here comes Gastone. Fastball, swing on and miss. And he blows away Caleb Durbin for a quick sixth inning on the mound. As Gastone has retired six straight Green Jackets, and we are heading to the seventh now. From SRP Park, Green Jackets still ahead, 4-0 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible paint orthodontist right here in the Augusta area. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Having a choice is awesome because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from Wow. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. Wow. Good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Tyler Owens is on to work the seventh inning for the Green Jackets. They lead at 4-0 here in game two, looking to win back-to-back against Charleston to open up this series. Protecting their home ballpark so far as Tyler Owens will square off with Kenny Piper. As Owens is out there for the 13th time this year, ninth as a reliever, and he has thrived in this role. He'll get Kenny Piper, righty on righty, first pitch, fastball right in there. It's 0-1. 4-0 record for Owens, second on the team in wins. Has done most of that in relief this year. Last pitched in the Columbia series over the weekend. 0-1 pitch. There's a slider. There's a strike. 0-2. Right on the outside corner. And he's been an excellent long reliever. They've moved him to this div. 0-2 pitch. A slider rings the bell. He gets him on three pitches as he puts it right on the outside corner. And Piper, an about face back to the dugout, had no idea what just hit him. On a first batter for Tyler Owens, put everything right where he wanted it. Good work between him and Estrada as there's one away for Abiezel Ramirez. First pitch to Ramirez is inside, ball one. Total of 10 strikeouts today for Green Jacket pitching. J.J. Niekro. At seven of them, two for Jose Montilla, who's done after just one inning. 1-0 offering is a bender that missed a little down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Good spot, though, by Owens. Guy who's just been electrifying out of the bullpen. That stuff has been certainly amplified, working really just one time through the order as the 2-0 pitch is just a bit inside again. Another good spot with a hook, and it's 3-0. Did you see that with some guys is... maybe you're a little bit more effective coming out of the bullpen, and that's worked well for Owens, and he's a guy who you might very well start again sometime in the near future. The 3-0 pitch is a strike, 3-1. And he's a big-time arm this organization likes. He was a top 30 prospect coming into last year, dealt with injuries, and now starting to regain that top prospect form out of the bullpen. 3-1. A swing and a miss, and there goes the bat as Ramirez flings it into the dugout for Charleston as he'll go and get it. I'm telling you, there's something about this ballpark that just forces bats to go flying out of hitters' hands. No additional pine tar or anything for Ramirez. He'll grab his bat and walk back to the left-hand batter's box. 3-2 the count to Abiezel Ramirez, who is 0-2 today. No one's looking to come back to get him. All three strike two, one out, 4-0 Green Jackets in the seventh. Here it comes. And he got him again. Fastball this time. It got him looking. Back-to-back K's thrown up by the board on Tyler Owens as he gets Ramirez looking. This time it was a fastball that put him away. Used a slider to get Ramirez. Two away now for Nathan Perry. And it's been that command of every pitch for Owens that has made him ultra-effective. First pitch to Perry, and he drops one in there. Goes back to the slider as he pulls out the parachute and lands it on the inside corner. No balls and one strike. Pull shift down for Piper. Big left side of the infield. 0-1 pitch is yanked down the right field line, but foul into the bullpen. As the River Dogs down there jump out of the way. No balls and two strikes just like that. Right-hander Cameron Fields warming up in the bullpen currently for Charleston. We'll see if Gaston's got another inning or Fields will pick him up. 0-2 pitch. And he missed high and in. Some chin music on that one to Perry as he jumps out of the way. One ball, two strikes. Charleston doesn't have a hit since the fifth inning. Just three in total today. And Green Jackets up in that department, 7-3. 1-2. A liner to left. Going back with some room is Connor Blair. And he'll make the catch and take care of Nathan Perry. Drives it the opposite way, but right at the Green Jacket left field there, and we stretch from SRP Park. Green Jackets 4, River Dogs nothing on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 61.
Happening at SRP.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together, securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Bottom of the seventh from North Augusta. Green Jackets on top of the River Dogs 4-0. Cameron Fields takes over the mound for Charleston. Third pitcher used today by the visitors. 17 games under his belt already for Fields. 22 2/3 innings. ERA just under 4.5. Now we get Brian Klein. 2, 3, and 4 due up. First pitch, a check swing that is fouled off the knob. No balls and one strike to Klein, who is certainly glad not to see starter Ben Peoples, who struck him out 3 times. His first at-bat since the 4th inning. Green Jackets have been held in check offensively since the bullpen took over for Charleston. 0-1. A fastball lifted foul on the left field side. That's out of play. No balls and 2 strikes to count to Klein. Put up a good at-bat last time up. Saw 9 pitches, but Peoples was able to cross him up and strike him out. Fields is in for Sandy Gaston, who was excellent in relief. 2 nearly perfect innings. The 0-2. It's in the dirt. Through a breaking ball. 1-2. As Klein faces off with the right-hander Cameron Fields. Dallas, Texas native. Picked in the 20th round. Final round of the draft last year by Tampa Bay out of Texas Southern. Has been a commonly used arm out of their bullpen. 1-2 is high. 2 balls. Green Jackets have seen Fields before, pitched against him in the finale, where Augusta did get a run on him. It came in the final inning of that game, and it was a key insurance run that helped the Green Jackets pick up the win. 2-2 pitch in the dirt, and the count is 3-2. Green Jackets would love some insurance here. Up 4-0. Pitching's held their lead pretty well. Tyler Owens, a 1-2-3 first inning in the seventh. 3-2 pitch. Klein sends one to the right side of the infield on a couple of hops. Abiezel Ramirez will make the play. Didn't have to move all that much. As Klein got jammed on one, and there was one away, as Fields wins the battle with Klein. 4-3 on that put up. You're keeping track with us. One away for Geraldo Quintero. Now the first hit of the ball game for the Green Jackets back in the first with a 2-out double. His 13th double and 21st extra base hit on the year. As he continues to pace the Green Jackets and extra base knocks. Switch hitter bats from the left side against Fields. First pitch coming to him is cut on and missed. Time to chase a changeup, 0-1. Brandon Parker waiting next. He'll get in that bat regardless, looking for somebody in scoring position perhaps. Quintero's the guy who can put himself there. As the pitch is in the dirt this time, 1-1. Now Quintero's coming off an excellent series in Columbia last week. Hit the ball more consistently than anybody else in what was a huge offensive week. Quintero in particular finished the week 11-for-26. He scored 8 times, including 4 times in one game. 1-1 pitches inside, 2-1. Did not reach base yesterday. Snapped a run of 9 straight games that he had going. Had 3 doubles in the series against the Fireflies. 1 here today. 2-1 pitch is yanked foul down the first. The 20-year-old from Venezuela has been another quietly good find on this Green Jackets team. And all of last year for Nestor Perez' club down the Gulf Coast League in Florida. Now reunited with his manager and also his hitting coach, Connor Nairn, here at Single A Augusta. 2-2. A wave and a slow roller towards first. This will be a fair ball that is scooped up by Perry. He'll tag first. And Quintero's out. Just rolling down the line, not hard hit. And with Quintero moving quickly, could result in the bang-bang play. But Perry calmly makes the play. Along with his double today, Quintero has hit the ball in Nathan Perry's direction all 3 other times. All of them result in an out. 2 outs, bases empty. For Brandon Parker, Green Jackets ahead of Charleston 4-0. And the bottom of the 7th inning as we come up on the 2 o'clock hour locally. First pitch to Parker is down low as he starts him with a breaking ball. Had a quick one last night, 2 hours, 11 minutes. Quite the fast game considering the score was 6-3. It's not like it was a pitcher's duel either. We were moving right along, especially in the later innings. 1-0 pitch is on the inside corner, 1-1. Also makes you wonder if we'll get more of that now with the hot summer Carolina weather arriving here early this week. It's pretty much been perfect through the first 2 months, but now we're into June. Summer has pretty much begun, and the heat is real. 1-1 pitch is high, 2-1. Nothing but straight humidity at this point. That's making it feel like it's over 100. 2 balls and 1 strike to Brandon Parker has yet to be retired today. A hit and 2 walks. 2-1 is hit high in the air to center, but Mason Auer will have plenty of room on this one as he circles underneath and makes the catch, and the Green Jackets are done in the bottom of the 7th as they get put away in order by Cameron Fields, and we head to the 8th. From North Augusta, it remains the Green Jackets 4. River Dogs nothing on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Just for Green Jackets fans. Stop by our Jackson.
Calculate your refund. Feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing subject to change. Terms apply.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Back with you on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. 4-0 Augusta over Charleston here in this Wednesday midweek matinee matchup. Augusta looking to take the first 2 games of this series. Get to a season best, 7 games over .500. Bottom of the order coming up for Charleston against Tyler Owens. Got through the first inning of work in 3 batters, a couple strikeouts, and a liner to left. Green Jackets haven't had a base runner since the 5th inning. The bullpen for Charleston's kept the deficit where it is, but now can their offense deliver? It's one of the Green Jacket pitchers in Tyler Owens. First pitch, breaking ball, rolled up the middle. That'll find a home into center field. And O'Neill Mansueta's got a second hit of the game. First base knock for the River Dogs since the 5th inning. They're 4th in total today, with Mansueta owning half of them. Except Jeffrey Marte, who's 0-2. Key batter here, Marte, the River Dogs down 4, chance to do some damage perhaps. As Owens will now look for a double play ball.
Third baseman, Jeffrey Marte.
Owens working out of the straps, looking to get Marte to roll over on one. First pitch to the left-hander is off the plate. Looked like a pretty good pitch, but just missed down and away. One ball, no strikes. Modest leadoff of first for Mansueto. There's a right-hander getting loose in the bullpen for Charleston right now. 1-0 offering is just off right at the knees. Two balls, no strikes. As Owens falls behind on two close pitches. Arolo Catalina getting ready to the bullpen for the River Dogs. We'll see if he has the ninth. 2-0 pitch is down away. Three balls and no strikes. River Dogs set things up just the way they need them to go. 3-0 to Marte. Probably not swinging here. Owens trying to get one over for a strike. Here he comes, and a fastball, that one's in there. But around the outer part, as he took a little off that time, 3-1. Top of the order, Mason Auer due next. Green Jackets up 4-0. Trying to shut out, perhaps, the River Dogs, but most importantly, find a way to win. 3-1 is outside. He lost him. So a leadoff hit and a walk puts the River Dogs in position here. First time today they've had multiple base runners on at the same time. And he'll bring the dangerous Mason Auer to the plate with two on and nobody out. So the best opportunity for Charleston to get back into this game is right here. Got Mansueto now staying at second. Jeffrey Marte is at first. Got Auer up. Carson Williams and Willie Vasquez batting right behind him as action now begins in the Green Jacket bullpen. First pitch to Auer, a big cut and a miss. One-handed swing on that one, and he wants a little more pine tar. Felt the loose grip on that swing. And so Stickley up the bat. Rob Griswold is getting loose in the bullpen for Augusta. And Owens, if he can get that double play ball, he's got a chance to help himself significantly, although he's got a tough guy to double up here. Howard's hitting the two double plays this year, runs very well. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, foul back to our right. And it's quickly nothing and two. After falling behind the nine-hitter Marte, Owens is right up on top of Mason Auer, who's 0-2. Walked against Jose Montilla in his last at-bat, but Montilla would go on to get the next three. No balls and two strikes to the center fielder. Here comes Owens. A swing and a foul, just able to get a piece. No balls and two strikes. The great junior college product, Mason Auer from San Jacinto Junior College in Texas. Original native of Joplin, Missouri. Estrada puts the target down and out. 0-2 pitch is hit in the air, in the infield. This will be an infield fly. Durbin will call for it. Auer is out. He'll make the catch. Runners can move up at their own risk. Both will go back, and there's one out. For those of you unfamiliar, the reason why they call that infield fly, so Green Jackets don't drop it on purpose to turn an easy double play. So Auer had a fastball that he was looking to hit, but got underneath it. Ends up being a pop-out in the infield. Still two out there, one out now for Carson Williams. He's reached twice today. Coming off a three-hit game last night, looking for another sharp hit to get Charleston on the board. Owens' first pitch to him is a strike. Goes right to the slider. Williams struck out his last time up against Montilla. He put him away with a slider that he got him to wave at. Owens uses this hook to get ahead of the two-hitter. Seven home runs for Williams to go along with 28 driven in. 0-1 pitch is foul back and out of play. And once again, quickly nothing and two. Tough start to the inning for Owens, but he has rebounded in a big way. A high school draftee from Florida. Original draft pick, or I should say original commitment to the Gators. University of Florida in Gainesville. Forwent that to join the Braves and showing why he has been a good professional prospect to look at. Swing and a miss. He struck out Williams. Got one by him for the second out of the inning, and Tyler Owens brings the gas to Williams for his second strikeout of the game. And now two gone on the inning. Willie Vasquez, tying run remains in the on-deck area. For Charleston, it'll be Nick Chanel. As Vasquez, who's 0-3 today, looking to do something here. No one's looking to turn back the threat. First and second, nobody out. Has now turned into first and second with two outs. First pitch to Vasquez off the end of the bat and floated into shallow right. Charging in Parker. He's got a beat on it near the line. Makes the catch. And that will retire the side as Charleston puts the first two on, but neither of them move up any further, and we are through 7.5 now. From SRP Park, it remains the Green Jackets 4. River Dogs nothing on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks. Bringing IT together.
Shout out going for Augusta. 4-0 still. Green Jackets on top as we play in the bottom of the eighth inning. New pitcher is on for the River Dogs, and Geraldo Catalina will take over for Cameron Fields, who threw a scoreless inning. Last nine Green Jackets in order have been retired. Roosbur Estrada looking to snap that. However, Augusta still holds the lead. First pitch to Estrada, buckled his knees for strike one. And the right-hander Catalina gets up on the count. 18th appearance. He's made a couple starts this year as Catalina. One save. A one offering. A breaking ball again missed inside. One ball, one strike to the Augusta catcher. One for three today. Sharp single in the left back in the third inning. Green Jackets' last hit, it came in the fifth as the 1-1 comes inside. Nearly hit Estrada. As he jumps out of the way, 2-1. Green Jackets don't own a hit since the home run by Caleb Durbin in the fifth. Last hit that produced a run. As Augusta continues to own the hit column, 7-4. A 2-1 pitch. A fastball right in there from Catalina. Two balls and two strikes. Last work over the weekend against Salem through two innings, gave up a pair of runs. Struck out three with three walks. And a win for Charleston, 2-2 pitch, a swing and a foul. As Estrada just got a piece, two balls and two strikes. Green Jackets are in a spot where they cannot win the first half title in the Carolina League anymore, but they can certainly play spoiler, help out Myrtle Beach, who's at home later tonight against Fredericksburg. They shut out the Nats yesterday, 2-0. 2-2 pitch, a swing and a miss as he struck him out with a breaking ball. Catalina looking sharp in his first at-bat today. Takes care of Estrada. They get now 10 straight Green Jackets retired. Brings up Stephen Pelini with the bases empty and one out. Pelini's 0 for 3 today. Him and Brian Klein are the only Green Jackets who have yet to reach base today. First pitch to Pelini's outside. One ball, no strikes. I mentioned in the pregame is incredibly tight with about a week to go. He got five teams who could still win that thing. 1-0 pitch is high, 2-0. A lot of value in winning the first half. First and foremost, it gets you in the postseason, which is the most important thing. Second of all, you get to be a team with home field advantage for that division series. That'll go five games. 2-0 pitch is a strike, and it's 2-1. Or three games, I beg your pardon. Two balls and one strike. Pelini still up in the count. Catalina's pitch to him is down and away. And Pelini now in a comfortable spot, 3-1. And you got in that North Division right now. Carolina, Fredericksburg, and Lynchburg are all 30-28. Tied for first, and you got Salem a game back. Down east, 2. 3-1 pitch, a half swing. He could not hold up. Strike called anyway by Charles Welling, and it's 3-2. The only team that's out of it is Delmarva. And Salem was looking good last week, going into Charles with momentum, but River Dogs swept them. 3-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, and Catalina picks up another strikeout. Comes back from 3-1 to get Pelini, and there are two gone for Braulio Vasquez. Charleston's going to have Nick Schnell, Kenny Piper, and Abidazel Ramirez due up. And they're half of the ninth. Bullpen currently quiet. Looks like Tyler Owens is probably going to have it. Got Rob Griswold getting loose just in case. Although it doesn't look like he's going to start throwing down there, but who knows. First pitch is in the dirt to Vasquez. One ball, no strikes. Owens has certainly deserved the ninth inning. He's thrown the ball well. Worked himself out of a jam in the last inning. 1-0 pitch is right down the middle. Goes to a fastball to even it up. One ball, one strike. As Candelina's carrying the run of good bullpen pitching in this series, the Green Jackets have hopped on both starters for Charleston. 1-1 pitch, rifled down the right field line, but foul. As Vasquez a little behind the fastball, 1-2. Got four runs all on the starter, Ben Peoples. And yesterday did most of their damage against Davion Whittle. All but one run scored against him. 1-2. A wave and a miss. And Catalina strikes out the side in order. In the eighth inning, now it's the last call for Charleston. Down 4-0. Green Jackets looking to take the first two games of this six-game series. We've got the ninth inning coming up next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Great smile. And Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything, so get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
From SRP Park, Green Jackets trying to complete a second game shutout of the Charleston River Dogs. 4-0 the score after a 6-3 win last night. Augusta trying to shut them out here in this Wednesday afternoon matchup. Nick Schnell, the cleanup batter, against Tyler Owens, is going to try and get the final nine outs of this game. Has gone through two ninth. First pitch to Schnell. He shows bunt and pulls back for ball one on a pitch down low. Green Jackets have tossed three shutouts this year. Charleston's been shut out twice. Green Jackets trying to make it three for them. 1-0 pitch is a strike. 1-1. Green Jackets shut out Columbia last 9-0 on Saturday night. Also have shutout wins against Myrtle Beach and Kannapolis. Break-even pitch is knee-high. Call the strike. One ball and two strikes the count to Nick Schnell, who is 0-3 today. No one's locked in. Pull shift is on for Schnell. Open left side. 1-2, and down he goes. Boom, away with the fastball, and there is one away in the Charleston top of the ninth. Third strikeout for Tyler Owens. Big-time fastball from Owens, and he put it right by Schnell. One gone for Kenny Piper. 0-2 today. He has struck out twice. His last one was against Owens in the seventh. First pitch. A fly ball into right center field. Parker moves over. Morton in the neighborhood, but it'll be Brandon Parker to put it away, and the River Dogs are down to their final out. As Tyler Owens is on the verge of finishing this one off, for Augusta, it is up to Abiezel Ramirez to keep it going.
Second baseman, Abiezel Ramirez.
Looking for a 4-0 shutout and a chance to take the first two games. That's one of the top teams in the Carolina League, the Charleston River Dogs. As Owens faces Ramirez, he is 0-3. First pitch is a ball down and in. One ball, no strikes. Ramirez already a strikeout victim of Owens. He got him back in the seventh. One of four punch outs for the right-hander out of the bullpen. 1-0. A swing and a miss. One ball, one strike on the big cut by Ramirez. And got a piece of the gear on that swing of Estrada. Hot Wednesday day here in Augusta. Green Jackets trying to get the shutout. 1-1 pitch. Fly ball into left. This should do it. Connor Blair near the line. He makes the catch and in game two. A 4-0 masterpiece. Early offense and dominant pitching headed by J.J. Negro. Tyler Owens gets the final nine outs. Jose Montilla in between them all. And Augusta has taken two in a row against the River Dogs. A 4-0 shutout in this afternoon matchup. We've got more coming up on it. The totals and summaries on the Easy Go postgame show is next as Augusta wins it 4-0 over the River Dogs on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multi-line treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
Welcome into the Easy Go postgame show from SRP Park. It is a final on this Wednesday afternoon. The Green Jackets shut out the River Dogs 4-0, the final score, as they've taken the first two games of this series as pitching continues to dominate. Some early offense leads the way for Augusta as they go back-to-back, wire-to-wire victories. And one of the top teams in the Carolina League, 4-0 the final score. Mitchell Speltz with you to wrap things up this afternoon as we check out the final totals and numbers, starting with the Green Jackets, who are now a season-best 7 games over .500 at 33-26. 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Stranded 4 runners on base in this game. And for the River Dogs today, they are now 40-19 after consecutive defeats. No runs, 4 hits, no errors. They stranded 6 runners in this game. Time of the ballgame today, 2 hours and 8 minutes in front of a crowd of 3,313 here on this Wednesday afternoon. Winning pitcher, J.J. Necro. He is now 6-0. He has won his last 3 starts as he continues to roll. 5 innings of shutout baseball for him today. 3 hits, 7 strikeouts, 2 walks. Nobody came around to score, of course. Loser is Ben Peoples, now 2-3 on the season. Tyler Owens does get credit for a save after he got the final 9 outs of this game here today. Now time for the Wild phone, internet, and cable play of the ball game, and we will give that to Caleb Durbin on his home run back in the fourth inning. That was the last run-producing hit, and hit in general for the Green Jackets in this game. They were really locked down by the bullpen of Charleston once again, but they got enough offense early, and their pitching has been just as good. As that was the last run-producing hit, Durbin's 3rd home run of the year, And 36th RBI continues to lead the team as Durbin continues to remain a dynamic force atop the lineup for Augusta. Our it guy of the game will be J.J. Niekro. Once again, magnificent on the mound. Five innings, three walks, as mentioned. He is the it guy of the game as he was awesome on the mound. He is 6-0 and continues to show why he might be the best pitcher in the Carolina League. He's certainly in the discussion, but he's been consistent as anybody as he earns his sixth win and third in a row this season. Now time for our final drive around the league as we look at some scores. Coming up tonight, only one going on currently in the Carolina League. That would be in Columbia, just north of here, where the Fireflies are playing host to the Carolina Mudcats. And that game is in the top of the ninth inning. Carolina's down 2-1, but they have runners at the corners with one out trying to tie. That's a key game for them. As a chance for the Fireflies to win their third straight game, that would be a season-long winning streak for them in what's been a tough season for the team in the state capital. Game's coming up later on tonight. Down east at Lynchburg at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. At 7:05, Fayetteville hosts Kannapolis. Salem is at home against Delmarva. And the Myrtle Beach Pelicans are certainly rejoicing after this win today for Augusta. Have a chance to now go up two games on Charleston with a week to go in the first half. Trying to lock up their playoff spot. They play host to the Fredericksburg Nationals at 7:05 p.m. In the Braves affiliate ranks today, Rome is at Asheville at 6:35. They take on the Tourists on the road. Gwinnett is home against Indianapolis, and Mississippi hosts Birmingham. Major League Club is once again on the road. They're in the nation's capital, taking on the Nationals. That game gets started with 7:05 first pitch tonight. A win for Atlanta, and they will have 14 wins in a row. They are the hottest team in Major League Baseball. Tomorrow we're back at a normal start time, 7:05 here from SRP Park. Should have another good pitching matchup. Jordano Perez will get the ball for the Green Jackets. He will match up with J.J. Goss. For the River Dogs, as Augusta's got a chance to tie or earn a series split at the very least with a win tomorrow. Trying to hand the River Dogs their third consecutive defeat. They have not lost a series this year, but Augusta's putting them on the ropes early. They have won the first two of this series here this week in the final homestand of the first half. That game gets started tomorrow. 7:05 first pitch, 6:45 the On Deck Show built by TaxSlayer gets going. Hope to have you with us as the Green Jackets and River Dogs Matt B. Park. Otherwise, that is all for us here this afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us. One last time, the final score. The Augusta Green Jackets, 4. Charleston River Dogs, 0. Green Jackets complete their 4th shutout win of the year. Charleston, their 3rd shutout defeat. This has been a production of Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. My name is Mitchell Spelt, saying so long from the CSRA in North Augusta. Have a great rest of your Wednesday, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow night.